even with more than a decade gone by, some are concerned that police brutality is still too pervasive in America and that the nation has learned little from the King riots. Earl Lafari Hutchinson is a radio host in Los Angeles and has authored several books, including The Assassination of the Black Male Image, in which he explores the fallout from the Rodney King beating. Also with us, Lou Cannon, former Los Angeles bureau chief for The Washington Post. He has also covered the King case extensively. Lou Cannon is author of the book Official Negligence, How Rodney King and the Riots Changed Los Angeles and the LAPD.
Gentlemen, thanks. Earl, let me start with you. 15 years later, if you can do this as a thumbnail sketch, what have we learned after all of this?
Well, I think the Rodney King beating, 15 years later, still stands as kind of emblematic of an era in terms of police-African-American community relations, or lack thereof. As you well know, during that era, a lot of tension, a lot of charges and allegations were made of racial profiling, abuse, misconduct. And I think 15 years later, many people still talk about Rodney King. They still talk about that beating. Anytime the issue of police misconduct, police abuse, police violence comes up. So it kind of set a standard in many ways for how many of us look and react to police misconduct, or at least charges of such.
Earl, you've stayed on top of in the fore of police community relations, not only in Los Angeles, but across the country. Do you think that those relations have bettered themselves 15 years later?
I think it's a mixed bag. I think you have to look at how police operate in some cities. Now, Los Angeles, where I am, we've had successive police chiefs since the King beating. Currently, we have LAPD Chief William Bratton. He's made a major, major effort at reform. Although within Los Angeles, there's also a consent decision on the part of the Justice Department to monitor police practices, police compliance with a set of rules and guidelines for reform. So Bratton has made, I think, a good faith effort. And I think we've seen that in New York and some other cities, too. However, we still see ugly incidents in some cities of police beatings and police violence and even police shootings. So, again, it's a mixed bag.
Lou Cannon, your book looked in depth to all that surrounded the Rodney King situation. I'm curious, though, whether or not we can ever divorce not necessarily race from what we determine and see, but the prism from which we look.
I hope that one day we'll be able to do that. I don't think we're there yet. But I do think that in Los Angeles, there has been a real effort by this police chief, but by others, and he's modest about it, one of whom is Earl Lafari Hutchinson, who have really tried to reach not so much a race-blind look at where we are, but a fair-minded approach that takes the concerns of the black community and of other communities.
Though, Lou Cannon, I would concede the idea that depending on which side of the fence you sit racially, you see an entirely different situation, whether it be the O.J. Simpson situation, whether it be the situation with Rodney King. You speak to some issues in the book of possible scapegoating of the police officers, not telling the whole story. Many in the black community would find that hard to swallow.
I'm sure that's true. I addressed a lot of issues in the book, and one of them is that most of us, black or white, don't really know because it was shortened for television. And there are people, white people as well as black people, who find it impossible to think that it makes a difference. But I think if you talk to the jurors, which I did, covered the trial, which I did, you find that the fact that we didn't have the full videotape before us when we were reacting does, in fact, make a difference.
Earl, I don't want to get into the discussion too much, but I do want you to pick up on the point of the editing of the tape and the idea that that may have changed the minds of some. There are going to be many, and I feel confident in saying many, who will suggest, even if you saw the entire footage, as I have, of this beating, that in the end, it should not have changed the idea that the brutality that we saw probably should not have gone on.
Well, I think beyond the video, not getting back into the who did what or who didn't do what we did see, what we didn't see, what was omitted or what was left in, I think the bigger issue there is many people did see at least a version of how some police officers, and we have to be very careful about this, some police officers in a very, very stressful situation, how they reacted, and in some cases overreacted. I think that set a tone for how we look at the conduct of some police departments, but also, more importantly, how police officials react when there are allegations and charges of misconduct. Are they forceful? Do they get on top of it? Is there any discipline involved? Just what does go on? And also, too, is the public apprised of every step of the way what is being done in terms of dealing with a situation like that to make sure it doesn't happen again?
Earl Lafari Hutchinson is a radio host in Los Angeles. Lou Cannon is a former Los Angeles bureau chief for The Washington Post.